Hello there and welcome to Greenwood, South Carolina. Today we're going to be doing something a little bit different today, not your typical super long formatted episode where we go in depth on everything, but we will just go to just talk about kind of the major sports updates. We'll talk Wildcat sports as girls basketball came to a close, baseball, softball, soccer, track. We'll talk a little bit about Greenwood, basketball, baseball. We'll talk Tar Heels, basketball, wrestling, baseball, as well as some softball and some other stuff mixed in there as well before we finish it off with some Olympic action and we get out of here. But first, I'd like to start this on a kind of somber, sad note. I feel like I've been doing that a lot recently as unfortunately former Arizona Cardinal and current, I believe he was a free agent, but most recently of the Minnesota Vikings was found dead to what was believed to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. So we are, as the sports report, praying for the family that everyone is able to move on and during this sad time know what to do. So we are always, of course, praying for them. But yeah, we will jump right into this thing, going right on ahead to Wildcat Sports. Girls basketball, finished off, I don't remember the exact score, I think it was 28-42, that actually is the exact score, 28-42 is the exact score. Wildcats were down 20-40 at one point with like 3.5 minutes, but were able to start making shots consistently, but was just a little too late. Very few field goals were made in this game, similar to kind of what the guys did against Greenwood Christian, except Greenwood Christian was a comeback win. Poor officiating. There was a handful of plays that I thought flagrant twos could have been called, and they just called them out of bounds. And then Lady Cats lose two major contributors, Katie Fortner and Kimora Jones. Katie Fortner, obviously the three-sport superstar, volleyball, basketball, and softball, going to college for softball. Kimora Jones, kind of your more defensive player. Her main sport is soccer. I believe she might do track as well. Basketball was just kind of there. She's been a very good defender since her junior year. But against Clinton yesterday, had the first made field goal of the day, a deep two. I thought it was a three, but I couldn't really see the line because there was the scorer's table for Clinton in my way. But either way, a very good game. Or very good play from her. She got the start over Kinley Collins, who was surprisingly eligible to play after taking a scary hit in the Eclair game, or Eclair, however you pronounce it. But we will probably talk much more in depth about the girls' basketball season and that Eclair game, especially in a full-length episode when Dad is back. Baseball for the Wildcats varsity came in and smoked Dixie in a lander scrimmage on Tuesday. They won that one. I believe the final score was 16-2. Guys like Easton Birch getting hits. I think Dalton Williams may have even gotten a hit in there as well. Guys that it was kind of a shock to see. I mean, no hate at all, but it was kind of a shock to see a guy like Easton Birch on varsity. And then he comes in and gets a hit. So pretty awesome to see that. Confidence growing for the kid going from C team to varsity. Looks like he'll probably play mostly JV though this season. And then handled Whitmire at home fairly well. Dalton Williams did play in that one. I'm not sure how well he did, but he did play in that one. I don't know the final score to that baseball game either. JV won against Strom Thurmond in his scrimmage. That score was not official, but I think it was like 8-2 or 3, according to Game Changer. And then C team, don't know the official stats, but I believe it was a tie or a loss. Again, they didn't keep official stats, so I wasn't sure. Softball won 2 varsity scrimmages handily, 1 at home, 1 at Dixie. JV may have had one. I'm not sure 100%. Don't have much info on the JV girls this week. Will hopefully by the next time we have one out. Soccer, girls and boys scrimmage each other Tuesday before each play a game against Strom Thurmond on Thursday. Guys officially have 15 on the roster, so that means one guy decides not to play and so quits or just gets burnt out. then we are done, unfortunately. Track. First meet is on Thursday, March 5th, which should be a national holiday. Shout out Coach K. And they will roll into the season from there. They go to Emerald. They go to Mid on the 5th. Then they go to Emerald. Then they go to Greenwood. Then I believe they go back to Emerald. Then I believe they go back to Mid. And then I believe it is Region, then Qualifier. Or there's Lakeland's in there as well. I think Lakeland's is one of those Emerald meets. And then they go into there. But a major news for the track team is head coach Ryan Booker will not be at those first two meets due to getting ejected from the final game of the basketball season. We'll probably talk more in depth about that one on the next full sports report as well. As real shocking thing that happened there for Coach Book, just gets ejected. And I did not know that if you get ejected during basketball season, you get punished from Skeeza into your next sport. I thought it was just like he couldn't coach the next two varsity basketball games. I thought it would lean into like summer basketball or maybe into next season, but instead they're just punishing him right away. So luckily he won't have to miss any football or basketball. He'll just miss two track meets, but there's the distance coach will still be there, Coach Evans, and then the throwing coach will be there as well, Coach Lawson. I believe they will have another staff member there who's just not like an official track coach, but they'll have another staff member there as the driver. And then, so that's pretty shocking news there for Coach Booker not being able to go to the meets. So hopefully Wildcats know how to handle themselves without a head coach. And then Greenwood, sports-wise, made basketball playoffs by some miracle. Won in round one in upset fashion, did not win this Friday, which was 2 days ago. Only lost by 5, though, so really solid end of the season for the Greenwood boys. I'm very curious to see how far they could go in the future because I don't believe they graduate too many. I could be way off on that. I will have to double check with Graham about that one. And then girls basketball came in and won in blowout fashion Saturday. They play at Gaffney on Tuesday. Baseball cruised past Emerald in the Lander scrimmage. I think it was 10-6 was the final score, but it was 10-3 at one point. We will definitely talk more in depth about the Lander scrimmage come next time we have a major podcast. Tar Heels basketball, guys got murdered by NC State. We will definitely have a long, long talk about that one in our next full episode. Handled it with ease despite Zayden High's ejection and Henry Vassar's limited minutes. Vassar did not play. It was a game-time decision. He was ruled out with about 2 hours till tip-off, so he did not play in that one. Girls basketball, that game ended around 2. They destroyed Pitt at home. Wrestling loses to Stanford. A slight shock, because I think Stanford was 20th. We were 12th, so a slight shock there. Baseball was rolling until a 7-point loss to ECU in Durham, and is currently playing the Pirates in Chapel Hill. That one was on a weather delay in the top of the 6th. We could check to see if that is still going on, but I believe it still is. Yep, that one is still in a weather delay as of 3:20 here in Greenwood, which is the same time there in Raleigh, in Chapel Hill, as it seemed to be mostly rain and wind there in Chapel Hill, so unfortunate to see there, but that 7-point loss to ECU kind of shocked me a little bit. Gavin Gallagher tied it at 3-3, and then according to Dave Nathan, that was the only offense that we saw really in that one. But they did beat ECU in Greenville, North Carolina, so that's a pretty major deal to win that one on the road, and then to go into a neutral site in Durham and lose is sad, but not too unexpected, because you're bound to drop one eventually. Not sure what the exact record is, but only one loss, maybe 10-1, 11-1, somewhere in there. Hopefully they can make it 11 or 12-1 with a win over ECU. It was tied 3-3, I think, before the weather delay happened. And then, yeah. Other news for the basketball, or for the Tar Heels, is softball. undefeated. They have been cruising through their competition. And men's soccer won a big one at home, or I don't know where it was, but they won 2-1 against Wake Forest. And then guys field hockey won big on Friday against the number 13th ranked team in the nation. So awesome to see that. And then Olympics. USA finishes with 33 medals, second overall behind Norway, I believe, with 12 gold medals was the USA. And Norway, I think, had 18. And then USA wins gold in both men's and women's hockey. 2-1 overtime finishes each. Score, was it Thursday or Friday, was the girls able to pull that one out. And then right around the same time, the girls won their gold medal. Alyssa Liu wins women's gold in figure skating. Awesome to see that. And I discovered a love for curling and luge. We'll definitely have a luge conversation with Dad on the next big one. But yeah, that about does it here for this, again, super short kind of sports recap of the sports report. We thank you all for listening in on this extremely short episode where we talk Carolina sports, Wildcats sports, Lakeland sports. And yeah, again, just like to say officially from the sports report, we are praying for the Rondale Moore situation and the Moore family, especially during this really hard time. And yeah, thank you all for listening, and go Wildcats.